social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
About 40% today.
Oh, wow.
I'm working on it, though.
Sorry.
Let's talk about what's going on with Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. A lot of news and a lot about wearing masks also. A very heated topic, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And Facebook is working on some new ways to get the word out. So they announced the other day that with COVID-19 cases rising fast, and they're doing this specifically because of the spike in new cases, Facebook and Instagram are going to display new things at the top of your feed, whether you're on your laptop or you're on your phone or whatever the case may be. And it's basically a little cartoon, and it's urging people to wear face mask when you leave your home. And then there's a link, and it has more prevention tips. There's two links. There's one to the CDC, so you can get updates from there. And then there's one to the Facebook COVID-19 Information Center. And the idea is to put the need for masks front and center, and then deliver the message to as many people as possible.
You mentioned this Information Center last time, so it's a one-stop shop for all Facebook coverage. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. And the goal is to get you to see that message and then click for more info. So I tried it and it works. And, you know, you click on the CDC link, and of course you go right to the CDC. You click on the COVID-19 information link, and it has everything you could possibly need. And the one thing you might remember about that is it's specific for your state where you tell Facebook that you are. So it shows you right away everything you need to know about what's happening in Illinois and Chicago, which is really, really cool. There's one thing, though, that is absolutely driving me nuts about this, Bob, and that there's no share button on it. And the thing about this is they tell you it's at the top of your feed, so they don't say you don't need the share button, but it's at the top of your feed. Well, I've checked every day since I've seen it, and once I saw it that one time, I haven't seen it again. So it's not going to stay at the top of your feed. I think the ability to share it and keep it top of mind is very important. As we already know, it's not enough to tell people once to wear a mask. So hopefully they do something where they add a share button to this.
Why would they not have that in the first place?
That is a really, really good question. There are very few posts that I have ever seen. Actually, the only time you ever see a post on Facebook that doesn't have a share button is when you share it to a limited audience, like a group of friends, and your friends don't want you to necessarily share it with the world. So this seems like it's really out of place. This is like something that should not only have a regular share button, it should have a blinking one in neon in the middle so people know to do it. And it's really, really weird.
Scott, talk a little bit about what's going on with Pinterest. This is really interesting, especially on a day where we're going to get up to about 95 today, and folks are discussing Christmas.
You know, I was thinking about that. I don't know if it's weather-related, but maybe. And you know what? This made me a little happy and a little sad, but mostly happy. Pinterest published a new report this week showing that Christmas-related searches are seeing a major increase, obviously months ahead of, you know, Christmas. And they think it's people looking forward to what they hope will be, you know, our world in a post-COVID-19 time. So, you know, let's think December is the key. And holiday searches on Pinterest jumped 77% from this time last year in the springtime. So there's a 3-time increase in searches for Christmas gift ideas, and queries like holiday recipes and Christmas cookies were up like 90% and 80% respectively. It's just amazing.
Maybe people are just bored with all this time on their hands and nothing to do. Could that be it?
That could be it. And you know what I was thinking? It's funny you say that. There was a report a couple of months ago about people putting their Christmas lights back up and listening to Christmas music. And maybe you're right. Maybe they just need something jolly and happy, something to do, possibly.
I guess. And is this going on other social media platforms?
You know, Bob, if it is, it's not widespread enough where I've noticed any trends. But, you know, Pinterest is normally this perfect place for all things holiday, so it seems to make a lot of sense that we're seeing it there.
And you had a Pinterest tip about Christmas once. What was that again?
Oh, I knew you were listening, Bob. That's awesome. I stumbled upon this 1 year by accident, and I've been doing it ever since. And that is, you use a Pinterest board to create an interactive Christmas gift list. So you create a board, which means a secret board, which means it doesn't appear in your public feed. It's only for you. You add a collaborator, which is their term for a user, and you can add as many as you want. And then you pin your wishes. So it's really cool, because if you pin from a website you're on, and say you want a blue sweater in size medium, that's a hint, Bob, you can pin it. You can pin it from any item page, and it saves all of that info right in the pin. So all the color, all the size, and all that stuff. And the cool thing is, even if this Christmas thing wasn't happening, you can replicate that for any holiday occasion where you would be gift giving. It's like a perfect thing that you can do without coming out.
So all of the size medium blue sweaters we get here at the radio station, I can forward those to you?
Yes, and I would appreciate it, and yes, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
Scott Kleinberg with more on social media, and if you're looking for work, LinkedIn may offer some help, right, Scott?
Yeah, they are hosting a new initiative using some of their most popular tools, and they're packaging up in an easy-to-navigate format. And yes, it's aimed at helping job seekers identify key skills that are in demand and help apply for roles. And this is mostly because of what's happening in the middle of the pandemic, but you could use it for anything that you want to. LinkedIn's goal is to bring more digital skills to 25 million people worldwide by the end of the year. So it's a pretty big goal. And they're offering free access to skills and training, access that wouldn't normally be provided with a basic account, to help people impacted the most by COVID-19 unemployment.
And what's the easiest way for someone to get started with this?
They've made it really, really cool. Sometimes on LinkedIn, it's a little bit difficult to navigate and find things, but they created a separate website, and it's opportunity.linkedin.com, opportunity.linkedin.com. And when you go there, you get this graphic, and it explains that there are three steps. The first step is you learn skills. So they give you the courses, and you can watch videos and do all kinds of things. Number two, you search for and apply for jobs, which is something you would normally do on LinkedIn anyway. But after you watch all these videos and you do these skills, it kind of takes on a whole new feeling because of what that whole process is. And then number three is cool. They give you some help preparing for interviews. So they give you things like tips for the most popular questions that people ask. Or when an interviewer says to you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? They give you tips on how to answer those questions. So it's really cool. It's easy to navigate. There's a large variety of content. So all kinds of skills, whatever you can think of that you need, it's there. Like the digital marketing section is really, really cool. But the one thing that's not mentioned when you go there, and what everyone is thinking, is that there's a lot of competition for the jobs that are out there, especially now with everything going on and so many people unemployed. You know, it has to be that way. So these skills, you know, I've been looking through this for a week or so, and these skills, they definitely help you put your best foot forward. They'll definitely help you stand out in a crowd. And I would say that if you're going to do it, spend a few hours doing it. Know that you have a few hours doing it, because if your goal is to go in, look around, get a few tips, and get out, this isn't the way to do it, because this whole package is best when it's all used together. There's really a lot of good content in here.
I have a feeling that's going to be a busy site on LinkedIn, don't you?
I think it will be very, very busy. I think the good thing is that they're advertising it separately with this website, because like I said, sometimes navigating and finding things, because there's so much, it's a good thing, but there's just so much, it's hard to find it. I think having this website is really, really going to help them, and I think a lot of people are going to take advantage for sure.
A lot of people need to. Scott Kleinberg, yep. Always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Bob. Take care.